Hello?
Yes. You're a merry group of people. Everyone like the people with a sense of humor. And I can see you all have a sense of humor.
Yeah.
You have to say, what did you say? What did you say, sir?
I said we have to have.
Yeah, well, that is true. That is true. I know what you mean exactly, sir.
I don't know either.
Living where you are living on the earth plane, you do have to have a sense of humor. Yes. And I've got a good sense of humor, too. Yeah. But then I can afford to have a good sense of humor looking down from you from where I am. Yes. Yes. This is excellent. Excellent. Yes.
Can we ask your name?
Henry.
Henry. Henry. Welcome, yes. Henry.
Not a famous Henry, you understand. Just a plain Henry. Yes. But plain Henry is all you're getting, so... There you are. There you have it.
Where did you used to live, Henry?
I lived... Where did you think I lived then? Yes.
In England?
Yes, that's good. Good. Very good. Very good. 9 out of 10. Yes. Where do you think I lived in England then?
Oh, wow. Southern England, somewhere around about there? Or...
Where, madam?
Southern England?
Southern. No, no.
No. Northern England?
No, no.
No, no.
West.
No.
No.
No. No. No.
Yeah.
I let you. I'll give it to you, my dear lady. Gloucestershire. I live in Gloucestershire.
Oh, okay.
Yes. No, not all my life did I live in Gloucestershire. I lived there because I came by some money, which is a fortuitous thing, wouldn't you say?
Yeah.
Yes. Fortuitous thing. Useful to come by some money. When people leave it to you. Mm-hmm. Very careless of them to leave it to you. I did not complain. I thought it was very fortuitous. Yes. I'm not having a lot of money myself, I mean.
You're a man of means.
Yes. And, well, when they left me the money, I was... I was not previously to this. But when they left me the money, I was certainly a man of means. Yes. To such a... Such a pleasant surprise when I got this letter. Such a pleasant surprise. Turned around my life. That letter did. Yes.
So what was your work before you became moneyed?
I was a carpenter of sorts. But I had a business, you understand. Not just carpenter away there. I had a business, but it was a business that was hard placed to make much money. I was not moneyed at all then. But my cousin died. He had never married and had no other kith or kin, and he left his land to me. Wasn't that nice of him? Yes.
Did you then become a farmer?
Yes, I did. Oh. Of sorts. I did not know much about farming, though. That was a problem initially. But he had a manager who he had also sort of bequeathed to me. And therefore, I was greatly helped by his experience. Yes. So I thrived, my dear friends. I thrived. And I lived in great comfort and luxury. Yes, it's beautiful.
How long ago was that?
1776. Yes.
Were you married, Henry?
No. So I had no drain on my resources there. Yes. Yes. Yes.
Did you put the money to good use, Henry?
Well now. Well, did I put the money to good use? Well. I did not become penniless, but I did somewhat squander my newfound wealth on undesirable things. Yes. years.
Such as.
Twists the noose, he says. Yes. Well, I liked to gamble on horses and such like. And unfortunately, my friends, if you are not a skilled gambler, you soon lose a lot of money gambling on horses and things. I don't know if you have any experience of this, but I can certainly vouch for it being true. You soon get through an awful lot of money if you are not an experienced gambler. And you do not know when to stop, which is what I did not know when to stop. Yes. But that was my main vice. Though I liked to live in luxury when I went about town. I would go and stay in all the grandest places. And dine in all the grandest places that money could buy. The trouble, my friend, you see, is that when you are not used to having wealth, and you suddenly acquire a massive amount of wealth, it is as if you feel the pot will never run dry. You have no concept of money as such, and you find yourself running through it much quicker than was your expectation. And so when I found myself, first of all, getting through a vast amount of money and not counting it, I soon learned that you have to count it in order to stay solvent. So by no means did I become bankrupt, but it was a severe lesson to me in the purposeful management and responsible management of wealth. Yes? So my lesson, I think, was this in my life, that whatever wealth you have, you must use it responsibly and wisely, within your limits, within your means. Whereas I tended to just squander as if there was no tomorrow, which was a grave mistake. And I'm sure my dear cousin must have turned in his grave, especially as he had been such a careful person with his wealth. He had managed his wealth excellently, to my great advantage. But for then him to leave it to me and for me to squander it so was a terrible slight upon his memory, which he pointed out to me when I met him later.
Yes. When you were in spirit.
Yes. Though by this time, I must admit, I had started to learn my own lessons, fortunately for me, before I became totally bankrupt. But it was a hard lesson to learn, because once you have become so immersed in such conditions of life as money will buy you, you will find it most difficult, my friends, to retrace your steps and live in poorer circumstances once more. Yes. But
that was my lesson.
Yes. Well, my dear lady, you know what I mean there. Mm-hmm. Well, what did you squander your money on then? I have to vote their confidence. Will anyone divulge their confidence to me? I will not press you. I will not press you, my dear lady. I will not press you.
One question. When we reincarnate, do we all end up at the same place, or are there different
levels? There are many different levels, my friend. Many different realms of spirit, many different places or spheres, call them what you will. Many people live for a time in a certain realm, but there are many different realms, and these realms we may progress through, my friend. We evolve and we grow in a continuing way while we are in spirit, just as we are evolving when on the earth plane. Sometimes we need to reincarnate upon the earth plane to give ourselves special experiences once more, special opportunities to develop once more, because we can learn things on this plane of yours where you now reside, which would be most difficult to learn in the realms of spirit. I know at times that you will feel the discomfort of living on the earth plane, because the earth plane brings its own discomforts, does it not? Yes. Its own illnesses, its own frustrations, and so on, yes. But nevertheless, my friends, there are golden opportunities within this earth plane to grow, to develop, in ways that would take you much longer, or nigh be impossible in the spirit realms. So use these opportunities, my friends, to your advantage, wisely. Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Henry, my name is Maureen. I'm visiting from...
Maureen?
Yes.
Yes.
I'm visiting from...
I knew a Maureen once, Maureen.
Well, you spent a lot of money on me, I bet.
It was not one of my vices, Maureen. I did not squander money on loose women or such like. No, or any women for that matter. Yes.
Just the horses.
Yes. And other things that you like to gamble on. Yes. But what were you to ask me, Maureen?
I'm so drawn to Nirvana. Who is my spirit guide and what is my purpose this time around?
Another person, he says, who wants icing on their cake. We feel you have an Indian guy. A North American Indian guy. Grey Cloud. Grey Cloud. I've given Grey Cloud. What's this? There is something in this name, Grey Cloud. Yes, he says to me that Grey Cloud is the name, but his nature is anything but. Can you follow me?
Yes.
Yes. His nature is more the nature of your sunshine in this beautiful valley. Yes. He teaches resilience. So you sound resilient, my friend, but he teaches resilience to you, I think. For when the grey clouds come, they pass, and the sun emerges, re-emerges. That sums up his work with you, I think, to keep your resilience, your buoyancy. Have you experienced him at all?
Yes.
Yes.
I got up in the middle of the night one night to go to the washroom, and I tried to walk through something. There was this energy there, and I said, "Excuse me," and I went around him. This thick Indian chief or whoever he was, monstrous. And I went, "What happened?"
Yes, he has strong personality.
He's a
strong personality. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And sense of humor.
Do not. Yes. Do not walk around him too much. Confront him head on. Yes. 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 I must go. Yes. Waving me on. The insolence of the man. Yes. He has his paddle. He has his paddle. He waves it like this. Yeah, it's time for me to move on. He says he's not taking any bets on it either. Wants me to move on. Therefore, I have to go, my friend.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye. Thank you, Henry. Nice meeting you tonight.
Here, the last lady, Maureen.
Yes, dear.
Yes, keep buoyant, Maureen.
I will.
Talk to him head on. No nonsense. Yeah. Goodbye, my friends.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Thank you.
Goodbye. Goodbye.